All right, guys, how are you doing? This is Kalen and Michael, and we are on Offsides College Football's Top 25 Plus 5. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about tonight. Oh, boy, do we have a lot to talk about. We just like to see you, so you see our faces. We know we're real. You see our team. We are biased in the background there. That's the Buckeye stuff right there. We have a whole shelf and a room dedicated to our beloved Buckeyes. Anyway, and Kalen is right here with me. Believe it or not, he's hiding over here eating his dinner. So, as we're going, we had a wild, wild Saturday this last week. So much so, it was just, woo, boy. I'll tell you what, a lot of top 10 teams took a major tumble. And with that, I always get off of my video here so we could just focus on the talk. But here we go. So we have a new ranking system. We're going to take a look at it now, and it's the college football rankings off of ESPN. It's the same ones we use. Oregon is still number one and 11-0, and they look really good. Ohio State is a solid number two. Texas is a solid number three. And then below that, it's really anybody. It's really anybody. It is really hard to read the other teams. I can even excuse Texas's beatdown that they took from Georgia and, you know, let that one slide because sometimes teams have bad days. That's just the way it goes. But they have risen to the occasion in the SEC and played the best that they can play. And, you know, tough conference. Between the SEC and the Big Ten, I'll tell you what, there's so much parity right there and tough teams, week in, week out. So you can't say one conference is better than another right now because it just is not. Penn State's at number four. They squeaked one out. And I mean, 1 point and whoo, boy. Notre Dame is solid number five. Georgia, number six. Tennessee, number seven, Miami at number eight, number nine, SMU, number 10, Indiana. A lot of people are saying Indiana does not belong. We'll get back to that in a minute. Boise State, number 11, Clemson, number 12, Alabama, number 13, ASU, number 14, Ole Miss, number 15, South Carolina, number 16, number 17, Iowa State, Tulane is 18, BYU is 19, 20 is Texas A&M, 21 is UNLV, 22 is Illinois, 23 is Colorado, Mizzou is 24, and Army is 25. Behind them in the next top five is Kansas State, Memphis, Syracuse, Louisville, Washington State, and we'll leave that right there where it's at. So we have to look at what the last scores were, and it was incredible. And week 13 was definitely a week a lot of people want to forget. UNLV did wonderful. They came up on San Jose State 27-16. Indiana did get shellacked. Listen, you have a big talent difference there, but you have a strong Indiana team. A lot of those players came from James Madison, followed the coach. And I'll tell you what, they are a very good team. They ran the table on the Big Ten until they came to Ohio State. So do they belong in the playoffs?
Yes.
Yeah, they do. And I think it's fair to say that they belong.
They won their games.
They won their games. And that's the bottom line. So,
and we'll get back to that because it's like I said at the very beginning of the season. Good wins, bad wins, good losses, bad losses are all going to matter. But at the end of the day, you have to win your games.
Yep.
And Indiana's done that.
Yeah, they've everything that they've asked of them, they have done. And to say that, well, they don't belong because of who they played. Let me tell you something. There's a bunch of pancake teams that Georgia played, bunch of pancake teams Alabama's played, Tennessee has played. So basically what you're really saying is, well, they're not in the SEC. Well, crap that. You know, I don't care. Last year, the SEC didn't win at all, and they might have in the past, but there's always been a bias that a lot of coaches from different conferences have seen. And we're not even going to get into that because it's you got to win your games, okay? And the bottom line is Indiana won their games by over 38 points per game. So until they ran into Ohio State, who, let's face it, is a top-tier, top-caliber team. Still in our minds, probably the best in the nation. Talent-wise, definitely. But, you know, and did Ohio State slip up? Yeah. Was it – it doesn't matter why. They slipped up by 1 point. So we'll move on from there. Penn State, 26-25 over Minnesota. At the end of the day, it's still a W. They are
– Minnesota's not a bad team.
No.
Minnesota has a couple – they've got a couple of games that if you would have given them an extra minute, they would have won.
Yes.
It's that simple.
And at the end of the day, Penn State is still 10-1.
Exactly.
Take it for what it is, but it is that. Notre Dame, let me tell you, okay, so they lost to NIU. There was their bad day. Beyond that, they have won every single game. I don't care who they have played or whatever else. Remember, they played Navy. Navy was undefeated. They played Army. Army was undefeated.
Yeah.
You know, those teams were 8-0 going into this deal and took some losses. Of course, Navy got struck by a 2-game losing streak then, but it is what it is. So Oklahoma, the bottom tier in the SEC, took out top tier Alabama. And when I say took them out, I mean, we're looking at a 24-3. So don't be critical of Indiana. Don't be critical of anyone else because I'm going to tell you something. Proof is in the pudding right there, folks. And Oklahoma blew them out. You want to call about or cry about calls or this or that and everything else, which I've seen online. You lost the game. You got shellacked.
Yep.
Okay. 24 points and you lost by 21. No, I'm sorry. You got shellacked. That's 3 touchdowns.
Even Indiana did better than that.
That yeah. And I have to say, how you're still number 7, I don't know.
It raises questions.
Yeah, it does. And it raises questions because we're going to look at this as we go down. Miami, 42-14 over Wake Forest. Miami is handling business again. Yep. Florida comes up over Ole Miss, Florida.
Again, and that right there should be the nail in the coffin for Ole Miss.
Yeah, and, you know, we're going to look at the bias and exactly how I think it's taking effect. So then we get down to Georgia, 59-21 over UMass. Now, you want to credit Georgia, but then you want to look at Indiana. It's UMass. Okay.
University of Massachusetts, if anybody.
Yeah. Come on. And Tennessee, 56-0 over UTEP. Tennessee. Okay. So UTEP's not the best, but Tennessee took care of business. And they're only, you know, they had 2 stumbles, 1 against Arkansas and 1 against Georgia. Okay. But you're getting the picture here now that any team can fall. It's not just in the SEC, it's in other conferences too.
Absolutely.
And you know what?
This is how football works. You're supposed to – and the thing about it is this is where the SEC bias comes into play. Alabama should have beaten Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Period.
By a blowout.
You didn't handle business. It is not a good win. It is a bad win. It's a very bad win. Why? Because you were supposed to blow them out. You lost that game. That should be a hindrance towards any type of...
I put an Indiana against an Alabama.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But it goes the same to say, where Ole Miss is at. Ole Miss is high up in the rank. Why?
I put Ole Miss against Indiana.
Absolutely.
And I think Indiana has just as good a chance.
The way I see it as it sits right now is if SEC teams get in, fine. Play SEC teams to play the SEC team to go represent your conference. If the SEC is that dominant, go play each other at the end of the year in the CFP and represent. Only one team.
Or just have your own league.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you want your own league and you think that you're better than everyone else, fine. Play it in your league and then you can declare yourselves national champions. The bottom line is there's 5 other power conferences that will disagree. And I'm going to tell you and have proven time and time again that it's just not true. So now let's go on over. Boise State, 17-13 over biggest foe they have, Wyoming. It's going to be a close game. And, you know, Jonte was, not in the game the full time either. So they didn't have all their players, and that's just part of college football. But they took care of business. SMU, 33-7 over Virginia. SMU has run the table in the ACC. Do they belong in the championship conference? You bet they do. Their only loss, their only stumble was to who? Boise State.
Yep.
So, and Boise State's only stumble? Oregon. So
now you see how everything plays out. Ohio State's only stumble. Oregon. Penn State's only stumble. Ohio State. Indiana's only stumble. Ohio State.
And the rest of the way, they took care of business.
Exactly. So
then we get to BYU, who everyone thought, oh boy, they're just going to dominate, you know, the Big 12. Well, guess what? It didn't happen. They lost again to Arizona State, 28-23.
Now, what does that do, though? That now opens the door for Arizona State to get into the CFP. Only if they win.
The champion.
The champion.
Yep. If they win.
If they lose the champion, understand, the runner-up of the next in ranking, you'll have your champion, and then you'll have your runner-up next in ranking.
Yeah, and I'm glad that they got rid of the divisions and the conferences. You're taking the two best teams and you're playing them against each other. And the thought that Texas A&M still thinks that they can get in, it took them four overtimes to beat Auburn, number one. Number two, if you look at the games that they lost, you lost to a South Carolina team that everyone said you were going to blow out. And I thought, and Kalen has thought the whole time through, watch out, South Carolina's a dangerous team. They came up less than a touchdown against not only LSU and Alabama, which they should have won those games. But here they go. They spanked, rolled over on Texas A&M. So you can't tell me about why a 2-3 loss team from the SEC is better than a 1-loss or a no-loss team somewhere else. I don't want to hear it. It's not an argument, and it's not going to be. It's just ridiculous, and that's why we had to come up with this conference playoffs, not to try to stack every single SEC team in there. No. It's for all conferences.
And you can't hide behind your conference.
No, you can't.
I'm sick of, you know, the SEC dominance. I'm going to sit here and say it now loud and proud, okay?
It's
if you're not
over.
Bama, if you're not Georgia, and you're not LSU, sit down, because you have no right whatsoever to claim any kind of dominance. When is the last time you went to an SEC championship game? Hell, when's the last time you went to any type of high-tier BCS bowl or CFP playoff committee or playoff spot? None. Not a single one of them. When's the last time you got an 8-win season?
This is exactly why I like the CFPs now.
Absolutely.
And because it's going to create such a parity, and I think people are going to be surprised on the teams that are getting in, and they're going to be like, well, we never saw that coming.
Yeah.
So
absolutely,
you better be at your best game and be prepared well, because every team in there, it has a right to be in there. I don't care if you think it's a cupcake schedule or you don't, they have a right to be in there.
Yep.
They did what they needed to do. That's right. They took care of business. So let's move on. Colorado and Kansas. And we said last week, Kansas was a dangerous team. Guess what? They pulled it off again, 37-21. And it wasn't a small amount. It was a large amount. So I'll tell you what, they took care of business.
And you know what? You got to sit there and you got to really question now. How good is Kansas? You know, their rankings might not show it, but they've taken down every single one of the Goliaths that they've had to face.
And they've been getting better and better
all
the time.
Every single time.
Every single game, they're getting better and better. So they are definitely, their record might not reflect it, but some teams get better towards the end of the year.
Michigan's one of them.
Yeah, and they become more and more dangerous. And Michigan always scares us because they rise to the occasion to play Ohio State.
Absolutely.
Be ready to go, Ohio State, or you will lose for a fourth time. So then we move on. Clemson took care of business against the Citadel, 51-14. And Clemson, do they deserve a shot to get in there? If they win this week, they go to the ACC championship. They'll probably play Miami, and we'll see, or SMU. Who do they got this week? Is it Clemson? Who is
Miami?
It? Is it?
I don't. Miami plays. Hang on.
And we'll get back to that. South Carolina.
Syracuse.
So Miami's got Syracuse. Clemson's got South Carolina. And watch out, because I think South Carolina upsets Clemson and shuts the door on them.
Yep.
Which leaves the gate to Miami and SMU, which is going to be a
– This is going to be a fun weekend.
This is going to be a fun weekend.
I'm going to tell you. I'm looking at the games here.
And, right? And, of course, South Carolina has reeled off like six wins now, five or six wins in their last games. Lenore Sellers is playing fantastic. Rocket Sanders is all over the place. That kid had a will against Missouri on that last play, and he said, there ain't no way I'm not getting in that end zone.
You know what?
And he rocked the boat and got in that end zone with three people on top of him going in. So don't count South Carolina out against Clemson, because I'm going to tell you, I smell an upset there. Let's move on to Iowa State and Utah. Iowa State did pull it out on Utah. And if you remember, Utah took BYU right to the end. And I thought they did some calls and stuff like that, but it's football. But you know what? It happened. Utah lost, but they got beat by Iowa State, who all of a sudden is starting to right the ship. Missouri, 39-20 over Mississippi State. So they're righting the ship now after that loss to South Carolina. Illinois 38-31 over Rutgers. So again, it looks wonderful. So if we look at this week at the schedule, and we're going to take a look at that, we have 9-2 and 9-2 Memphis and Tulane. Two very explosive teams. I don't know about this one. Memphis is very good, you know. They are very good. We're going to have to see how that plays out.
Tulane's got more to lose. I'm going to go with Memphis.
I think Memphis. I do. I think Memphis, and, of course, Memphis, Tulane ruined. If they play like they did against Navy, they'll be all right.
Yep.
If they don't, then, and they take the loss, that opens the door then for somebody else to get in there. Oregon State and Boise State, 10-1 Boise State against 5-6 Oregon State. I'm going to take Boise on this one.
Yep.
So I like Boise. Oklahoma State and Colorado. Colorado's going to, they're going to right the ship here. They should take out Oklahoma State. Old Miss and Mississippi State. This will be a game.
Ole Miss.
And I like Lane Kiffin trying to fix this, because the best he can do is 9-3 now. He's not getting into the playoffs. I know that they've beaten big time teams, but I don't believe that is going to do it. They're not going to get into the playoffs. And they did take Georgia out.
Yeah.
So we will see how that goes. And but I think Ole Miss rights the ship there. Georgia Tech and Georgia. And I'm going to tell you, on this game,
I might go Tech. I'm going to be honest with you.
Tech has this wonderful way of playing above the competition for the hardest teams and below the competition
for the ones
they should win. Georgia looks good at 9-2. But I tell you, if they come in here unprepared and they don't play Georgia Tech the way that they should or underestimate them, you're done. Your goose is cooked. You will be out of the championship for the SEC. You will hand that right to Tennessee. And that's the way that will go.
Actually, that's a very interesting question here, because that's not an SEC team. So a loss to Georgia Tech technically would not put Georgia out of the SEC championship game.
It will.
Mm-mm.
Because they're going to look at, but they take everything into consideration.
No.
So it's win loss and conference win and loss.
Exactly. Georgia would still get into the SEC championship game. The questionable then becomes, if Georgia loses that game, they are out of the playoffs.
They will.
Then Tennessee would jump Georgia to go in as a secondary spot due to Tennessee's ranking being higher to Georgia, who would have been just lost to a Georgia Tech team.
It'll be interesting. We have to look at all the all the things on that.
That's how that would play out, though.
But I think they play at, okay, if they lose to Georgia Tech, let's look at Georgia Tech's schedule, win-loss. Who did they lose to? By how much?
It's not by conference. So, that's the thing. Conference still matters because the conference champion has the automatic bye. That's your number one team in. You are not guaranteed three teams. You're only guaranteed ranking spots and runners-up.
I think
you see what I'm saying? The ranking spots right. In the at-large. So if Georgia is in, loses to Georgia Tech, they would still get into the SEC championship game because conference games are already finished.
Well, we know. Okay, so here's a good scenario. The next game up, of course, is Michigan-Ohio State. I'm taking Ohio State. They're mm-hmm. at home. They are just loaded with talent, and I think they are angry for the last 3 years.
Absolutely. They're going to dominate. They're going to dominate early.
But let's just say they lost. Then you have a scenario where Ohio State has turned around and beat Indiana, beat Penn State head-to-head.
Ohio State would be out.
Oh, then who would go in?
Penn State.
Penn State would go in, and the reason that Penn State would go in is
they have the head-to-head win against Michigan. There's your reason why.
Yep, and that's right. So there's how that works. So go Buckeyes. Tennessee and Vanderbilt. Tennessee handles this game this time. I'm taking Tennessee on this one. Pavia has been questionable at best right now because he's been played injured for the last couple of games. I think
Tennessee.
Yeah, I like Tennessee. The defense is stout. And they play a very good defense. They are one of the best defensive fronts that there are in college football. And they end up being 10-2. Like I said, South Carolina and Clemson, I'm taking the Gamecocks.
Now, this is where it's going to get interesting.
Yes.
If Carolina knocks off Clemson, I want people to understand this.
Do they have a shot of the playoff?
Absolutely do. And they absolutely do. And if they do this, ranking.
That's right. And if they do this, I will tell you, do they deserve to get in? Yes. And
it comes down to, and I'm going to put it like this, South Carolina, out of everybody first out, has the best seating for win-loss record. And the reason why that is because of the strength of schedule that the South Carolina Gamecocks had to run through.
Oh, my God.
They played nine ranked teams.
Yeah, they did. And they lost a couple. They lost LSU. They lost Alabama. LSU has proven to be so-so, along with, you know, where they
– mid-upper tier is where LSU is looking.
But, you know, Alabama, they should have won that game.
Yes.
You know, again, calls and different things you could say, but that's football. But
do I think Carolina is a top-tier team? No. Do I think Carolina has enough talent and explosiveness to hang with top-tier teams?
Yes. Could they knock a few out?
Yes. Can I see Carolina taking down Boise?
Yes. I could
SMU,
too.
SMU? I think that'd be a damn good game.
It would be a great game. But I think that Carolina is they're one of those teams. They're getting better and better towards the end.
Yep.
Now, if you know Kublik comes out and he has a hell of a game, then things could go very south for South Carolina. So,
and that's also an indication of how the SEC will be viewed at that point then.
Yes.
Do you understand? Georgia beat Clemson going into the year. If Clemson comes out and manhandles South Carolina, then that's going to be an entirely different viewpoint on Georgia and Clemson.
Yes. So if South Carolina wins, it definitely shuts the door on Clemson.
Absolutely.
So
door is shut. They'll be handing that over.
But that's my point. Even in conference or out of conference, it shuts the door. And it's going to be the same thing with Georgia. I don't care if it's in conference or out of conference.
It shuts the door. Here's the question here.
Yeah, you can't give them because then you're doing it off of a name. You have two lost teams.
Does Clemson play in the ACC title game?
Not if they lose. No.
If they lose to Carolina, it doesn't affect the conference. But this is what I was saying.
They don't play.
They're second in the ACC.
I understand.
Okay. So let's go to the ACC for a minute then. Who would who are the two standing positions in first?
It's the best teams, not just conference, but best teams. They will take everything into account.
If Clemson gets knocked by South Carolina, okay, but Clemson still gets invited to the ACC conference title game, and they win, they're in with a bye, regardless of their schedule.
I understand that.
That's what I'm saying. You can't state that the door is closed on them unless they're not invited to the ACC title
game. I think regardless of this, whatever is going to happen, and I hope – watch the Gamecocks rise. But I'm going to tell you something.
And there's your answer right there. So it comes down to SMU and Miami because SMU is sitting in first place right now.
But they haven't played each other.
I know. Miami's sitting in third place. Clemson is playing in second. Miami plays who this week? They play Syracuse. So if Miami wins the game against Syracuse, it will be SMU versus Miami. Clemson has the door shut on them with a South Carolina loss.
Right. And that's my point. Utsa against Army. I'm going to take Army in this one. I think Army is very, very strong and very, very good. I know they took a beating at the hands of Notre Dame. But that you have to understand, too, those teams face each other every year. They know each other. You put a team in there that doesn't know another team, it's an entirely different ball game because you could watch film all day. But if these other teams, man, they know how to exploit. They know how to prepare. They know how to get in there. And you're not ready for that a lot of times. And that's why you see some of the upsets that we see is, hey, we've done something completely different, and they're not used to playing us this way. So Northwestern at Illinois, I'll take Illinois. Illinois ends up 9-3 on the season and ends up in a good bowl. Maryland at Penn State. Now, I'm going with Penn State on this one. It's a no-brainer. I think that Maryland just doesn't have enough oomph to get past Penn State. Notre Dame at USC. This is a dangerous game for Notre Dame.
I'm going to tell you. I'm leaning Southern Cal.
This is a very dangerous game for Notre Dame, and I'll tell you why.
They've got nothing to lose.
They've got nothing to lose. There's nothing more that they would love to do than to spoil Notre Dame's big hurrah. And
it's in Southern Cal.
Yep. Which now we have a travel factor there, too. And travel does make a difference.
It's going to – does it affect them the way that Ohio State got affected versus Oregon?
You get 1 point for travel and 3 points for being home field advantage.
Which there's four points already.
So there's 4 points there. Notre Dame wants in. That's the thing. They know they're in 11-1.
Mm-hmm.
USC, they're bowl eligible. They're 6-5. But if everyone remembers, at the beginning of the year, USC knocked off LSU, and everyone was like, whoa. But then we watched what was happening to LSU. And now everyone's like, they're both okay. And you're giving more credence to the SEC, and now you're dealing with the Big Ten, and the Big Ten just head-to-head beat the SEC. So USC's going to go to a game. Can they give Notre Dame a game? Yeah, I think they're going to be hyped. And I'm going to tell you.
This is a USC team that I honestly could see beating Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And the reason Lincoln, behind it.
Lincoln, too.
It's strictly – Lincoln Riley is at home, okay? He knows how to prepare his guys to face high-tier teams.
He does.
And
he gives them a run.
He does. He always gives them a run. Now, Southern Cal has the talent. And I would actually state that Southern Cal has more faster talent than what Notre Dame will be able to keep up with.
I agree. And I think this is where Freeman is. Marcus Freeman has been an excellent coach. But can their defense hang with Miller Moss and the receivers
and the speed offense that you would usually see out of the Southeastern Conference?
I think you're going to see a shootout. And that's what I think. I think you're going to see a shootout.
I don't think Notre Dame's offense can compete with it.
I'm not sure. I mean, it's an either or game, to tell you the truth. Now, Notre Dame might go on in there and just demolish them.
And I would love to see it.
And that would be okay with us. But I just don't know, because your travel, it's I give the 1 point for travel. I give the 3 points for being there at home. So that's going to be an iffy call right there. A tough pick, whether you pick Notre Dame or USC. It's really either way. When I look back now, I'm looking at Auburn and Alabama. Auburn just took out A&M 4 overtimes, and they won. Auburn is 5-6. If they win this game, they become bowl eligible.
You're about to see an Auburn Tiger team.
Yeah.
Put everything on the line.
And if I'm not mistaken, I believe it is at Auburn.
And if it is, I hate to say this, Bama fans, but I'm leaning Auburn.
War Eagle, baby. Auburn, definitely, they were in a dogfight, and they did pretty fantastic. So, I would love to see that upset. They've done it before.
They've got a good team.
They've done it before 2 or 3 times.
Yep.
So, you know, Auburn's one of those teams, again, you come to play, and that's a rivalry right there. We had the killing and cutting down of the tree. Oh, boy, did that make a mess.
Iron Bowl.
Yeah, the Iron Bowl is it's an either-or. I don't know if Alabama is going to beat Auburn or not. That's another game right there, right with Notre Dame, USC, Auburn, and Alabama. That's a tough game.
Alabama has a hard time getting punched in the mouth and responding.
Yes, they do. Milroe is a fantastic quarterback, but but is he good enough to?
I don't think it's Milroe. I think it's DuBois. And I hate to say it, but any time that Alabama's been in a game where they've been in a slugfest, they get outcoached.
Listen, Hugh Freeze is at that point now. He knows he needs this game.
Yeah.
They want to go to a bowl, which gives them more incentive. I like Auburn in this game. I like it really close, 2 to 3 points. But I like Auburn in this game. Miami and Syracuse. Well, you got Kyle McCord at 8-3, and you got Miami Cam Ward at 10-1. I like Cam Ward. I think Miami does dispose of Syracuse.
Yep.
Syracuse, be proud. You're going to a good bowl game. There's no doubt in my mind. Kyle McCord is a fantastic quarterback at the second tier. I don't think he's a first tier quarterback, and we've said this all along. But he'll get to a very good bowl. Be proud. You know, and we go from there. California at SMU. This is a dangerous game.
Oh yeah, Cal's a dangerous
California.
Team.
The Golden Bears, boy, they have a way of getting up ahead, but not hanging on. And that's been their and there's their problem all year long, because we've seen them jump out on teams and we're like, holy smokes, go Cal. And then all of a sudden at the end of the game, we see them losing by 3 points or 7 points. And we're like, what in the world happened and when did it happen?
Yeah.
And it happens fast because their defense is just not as good. So California has a chance to get up, but I don't think they're strong enough to handle SMU.
No.
So now we're moving on to one of my favorite games right here, in-state games, Arizona State versus Arizona.
That's going to be a good game.
I think it's going to be a great game.
I got Arizona State, though.
Do you take an Arizona State?
I'm taking Arizona State.
Arizona, for the last bunch of games, has played really, really hard. But I'm with Kalen. I think Arizona takes care of business and gets by the Wildcats. Next up, Arkansas and Missouri.
Missouri.
You like Missouri on this one?
Take Missouri.
Okay, Arkansas is already bowl eligible at 6-5. There's really no incentive there.
Yeah, there's no incentive.
And Missouri is 8-3. They'd like to go to a better bowl. They are out of the playoffs officially. They are done. So I'll take Missouri. You'll end up 9-3, going to a good bowl. Maybe you face a Syracuse team.
Yeah.
Purdue and Indiana. Now this, let's tell you a few facts.
Oh, yeah, this can go either way.
This can go either way, and I'm going to tell you a few facts about this. Look up right on there the last time that Indiana beat Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
I think you will be amazed. I, if I'm not mistaken, I think the last 10 times that they've played, Purdue has beaten Indiana. But we're going to take a look at it. I want to make sure I have my facts right. It might be even more than that. But it's been a while.
Purdue has dominated the all-time series against Indiana, leading 77-42-6. The Boilers have also won each of the last three meetings in the rivalry series and four of the last five. Indiana's last win against Purdue came during a 2019 season in West Lafayette.
Yeah, and before that, it had been a while.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got one win against Purdue in like 10 years.
Let me tell you, that 2019 season, it was a 44-41 win.
Yep. So this is going to be tough. I think Indiana. I like Indiana. I think that they right the ship. Purdue is 1-10, and I'm not doing this based on the record because I don't care if you're 1-10 or not. When it comes to these kind of bowl games, you could be 0-11 and knock off a
number one
11-0. So, but I'm going to go with Indiana. I think that they got a few smarts that they're healing right now from Ohio State, and they do topple the Boilermakers. Washington at Oregon. Here's another game. Oregon is undefeated. Washington is 6-5. They are bowl eligible. It's a night game, 7:30 p.m. I think it favors Oregon. Is it at Washington?
It's at Oregon.
It's at Oregon. So I think that Oregon will rise to the occasion. They're still smarting from last year, losing twice to Oregon. Washington is. Our Oregon is losing to Washington.
Oh,
I think they right the ship.
Yeah,
this could be a homicide scene. Oregon taking out Washington. Texas versus Texas A&M.
Now, this is where it's going to get interesting.
It's going to be ugly.
Because I hate to be the breaker of bad news. I'm going A&M.
You're taking A&M?
I'm taking A&M.
And it's at A&M. So
A&M would love nothing more at this point than to take out Texas. That's it. They want 9-3. That's all. Ninth win, take out Texas, drop them out of the fucking playoffs.
Yeah, well,
that's all they want.
Can't say effing.
Sorry.
Excuse me.
Freaking playoffs.
But here's the other thing, too. They would love nothing more than to dethrone Texas simply for the reason of who else can get in there and do we have a shot if good things happen?
Yeah.
Because we found out last weekend all kinds of mayhem breaks loose. So let's say Alabama loses to Auburn. Let's say, again,
A&M beats Texas.
A&M beats Texas.
What happens?
And then it could open the door for Georgia. And you know what I'm saying? And all
A&M,
kinds of things.
Believe it or not, A&M is sitting.
And they're feeling bad because they just lost to Auburn.
If I remember correctly. Hang on, let me look at this. Because I want to say. If A&M beats Texas.
There's a whole big scenario going on in the SEC because of these teams.
If A&M beats Texas and Tennessee and Georgia topple, either one of them, A&M is in third. A&M would open the door on up for A&M to actually jump in the CFP.
And they could. So
here's the problem. You can't put a fifth-ranked SEC member over a third-ranked SEC member and try to argue the fact that they deserve it.
No, I think that you'll get you can get a top-tier one. Texas is a sure thing, no matter what happens here, we'll get into the playoffs.
You want to see
And then you're going to see whoever that they play understand if Texas does not beat them, all of a sudden we have another three-loss team.
I'll tell you how it'll play out here. As it sits right now, Texas and Georgia have the most wins in the SEC.
Right.
If A&M beats Texas, A&M will take Texas's spot in the SEC title game.
Yeah, they've got a
with
whole
the head-to-head win and the second equal in the SEC title. Because look at this. A&M is 5-2. Tennessee's 5-2. Texas is 6-1. Georgia is 6-2.
I don't think you can count Tennessee out. I'm sorry.
Can't.
You can't.
You can't.
And
but the problem is that you would need Georgia to lose or Texas to lose. One of the two.
Yep, because you know,
in order for A&M to get
the problem that Tennessee had was they lost to Arkansas.
Yes.
And that hurt them. Losing to Georgia by how they lost to Georgia was ugly. Losing to Arkansas by a little bit was, better than
it's the head to head. Tennessee lost to Georgia. So Georgia has the one up on Tennessee right now. If A&M beats Texas, well, now you just put Tennessee versus Georgia back into the SEC title.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, though. I think that no matter what, Tennessee will end up with an at-large if they win this game this week.
Yeah, I honestly believe Tennessee is going to sneak into the CFP.
Absolutely. They get in there with an at-large. They deserve it.
I don't think it's an at-large. I think it'll be a fill-in position. I don't see it being an at-large. The only reason why is because I don't see how it can favor out to play as such unless Tennessee makes it into the SEC championship game with a win or a loss in that game.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Kansas State and Iowa State. In this one, I got to tell you,
man,
this is another tough game. I like Iowa State in this one, in all honesty.
I do as well.
I like Iowa State. They have the grit. I think that they're just a little bit better than Kansas State. It's at Iowa State. I like Iowa State in this one, and let's see how it goes. And if we're right, if the bottom one is where it's played, correct? So I like Iowa State in that one. Iowa State looks real good. I believe if they win that game, they are in the championship in that game. So it'll either be against BYU or – whoever is up next.
Arizona State,
right? Yeah.
Yep, versus Iowa State.
So then we get down to Nevada and ULV. I like ULV, the running Rebels. They're going to get it.
UNLV.
So we'll take that one. Houston at BYU. I like BYU. There's no question there. those are the big games right there. So we'll sneak on over, and we'll get into some of the other games. Toledo at Akron. I like Toledo.
Going on right now.
Yeah. We got Kent at Buffalo. I like Buffalo. They've been coming on strong again. Memphis at Tulane. I like Memphis. Oregon State at Boise. Again, we're picking Boise. Oklahoma State at Colorado. Colorado, Minnesota at Wisconsin.
Minnesota.
I like Minnesota in this one. Miami of Ohio at Bowling Green State University. I'm going to tell you, I'm taking Bowling Green State University. The Ohio Bobcats at Ball State. Ball State. So I like Ohio. I like the Bobcats there. Navy at East Carolina. I like Navy. Mississippi State at Mississippi. I think this game will be a lot better than people think, but I do like Mississippi. We'll go with that one. The Ole Miss, they'll do it. Liberty at Sam Houston.
Liberty.
Yeah, I like Liberty in this one. Sam Houston, though, sometimes can pull this right on out. And this next one is especially a good one. Utah State at Colorado State. I'll take Colorado State. So, Texas State at USA.
USA.
I agree. Stanford at San Jose State University.
Oh, San Jose.
You like them?
I like San Jose.
You like San Jose on this one?
Yep. I got to look back at what San Jose just did with Boise.
Yeah.
So.
I know, but Stanford's played some teams really close, too.
I don't think they can compete, though.
I'll take San Jose also. Georgia Tech at Georgia. I'm taking Georgia Tech. I think that they can – I don't think that Georgia is – I know Georgia should win this game by all accounts, but Georgia Tech, they just have this
– something feeling.
Yeah, I have that feeling with them. Nebraska at Iowa.
Iowa.
I like Iowa in that one. Utah at UCF. I like Utah. Michigan at Ohio State. Ohio State. I like that. Tennessee at Vanderbilt. I like Tennessee. South Carolina at Clemson. I go Cox. I like South Carolina. UTSA at Army.
Army.
Illinois at, North. Northwestern, though, boy, they sure did like to try to play Ohio State hard. But, you know,
Louisville or Kentucky is going to be a good one.
That's going to be a good one. I'm going to tell you, you got to watch out for that one.
I got Kentucky.
Yeah, Kentucky can pull an upset there, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think Louisville finishes them off.
I got Kentucky.
You take Kentucky, I'm taking Louisville. Connecticut at UMass. UConn. So,
UConn at UMass.
Yes.
I got UConn.
I reverse that.
Yeah. Duke at Wake.
I like Duke.
I'll take Duke.
Yeah, I like Duke.
Kansas at Baylor.
I'll take Kansas.
Yeah.
Kansas.
West Virginia at Texas Tech.
I'll take West Virginia. They're I'm with speed. You on that. I think West Virginia is going to beat Texas Tech. I do. Raging Cajuns. And they're going against
ULM.
ULM. And I'm going to take the Raging Cajuns. Yep. I'm taking them. They've been our dark horse, and they haven't really let us down one game. That's it. Two games. But the rest of the way, we've called them pretty good. The Cajuns are tough, boy, and they want to be recognized. UNT against Temple. I'm going Temp. I'm taking UNT.
I got Temp.
All right. EMU, Eastern
Michigan.
Yeah, Eastern Michigan against Western Michigan. We'll come back to that one because I'm not sure who to pick on that one. MTSU against FIU. I'm going MTSU. CCU against Georgia State. Again, that's another one. I'll go with Gast.
I don't know. Coastal Carolina. I'm going with Coastal Carolina.
I know, but they have tendency to let down. I'm going Georgia State. I'm sorry. USM at Troy.
Troy.
USF at Rice.
USF.
I know it's USF. It makes me think of that, but boy, did Rice put a surprise on Navy. I wasn't expecting that, and when it happened, I was just like, holy smokes. So I like Rice in that one. I like Rice. Pittsburgh at Boston College. Pittsburgh right now has been smarting, but I still think they're better than Boston College, so I'll take Pittsburgh. So Old Dominion over at Arkansas State. Arkansas State. I don't know if, you know, Odu will do it. So
I'll go Arkansas State.
Arkansas State. Maryland at Penn State. Penn State. Notre Dame at USC.
Southern Cal.
Auburn. Yep. Auburn at Alabama. Miami over Syracuse.
Yeah.
We're going to take SMU over Cal.
Yeah.
We're going to take Arizona State over Arizona. And, of course, we are going to take – this is a tough call, Missouri and Arkansas.
Missouri.
Yeah, we'll take Missouri, but we could be
eating our words. And I got Rutgers over Michigan State.
Yeah, Rutgers over Michigan State.
And I'll tell you what, I got Fresno over UCLA.
Yeah, Fresno's a giant killer. They've done this so many times to Wisconsin.
NC State over UNC.
Yeah. I like NC State.
Yeah, I take NC State.
Yep.
I got Northern Illinois versus Central Michigan.
I'll take Central Michigan.
Nope, I'm going Northern Illinois.
Are you?
Yep. UAB versus Charlotte.
Wait. I want to hear your logic on the Northern Illinois. They flub big games, though.
I know they do.
All right. I'm going to take Northern Illinois. You talked me into it. Okay. UAB over CLT.
Charlotte. I'm going Charlotte.
Yeah, I'll go Charlotte, too. Okay.
FAU over Tulsa.
Yeah, Florida. Okay, so.
Tulsa. Why not?
Okay, I'll let you talk me into that one.
Versus Western. I got Western Kentucky. It's not even a question.
Western Kentucky.
Kennesaw versus give me LT.
Okay, you take LT. I'm taking Kennesaw. I'm taking Kennesaw.
You think they're going to get fifth
win? Yes, I do. Yeah. Their
fourth win, third win, something like that?
Yeah, I think that Kennesaw does. They rise up to some of these big games. They just won this last week.
New Mexico State. I'm going UTEP.
Yep, I like that one.
TCU versus Cincy.
I like Texas Christian in this one. Cincinnati is good, but they get to that level, and then all of a sudden they take their foot off the gas.
I got TCU. Georgia Southern versus App.
I'll take Georgia Southern, not App. So
Washington State versus Wyoming. I'm going Washington State.
Oh, Washington State. Yeah.
Indiana versus Purdue. We got Indiana. Florida versus Florida State.
Oh,
I'll tell you what. I will tell you what. I'm going to go Florida State. I'm going to go Florida State.
Wait just a minute here, sir. I beg to differ with you. I think that Billy Napier is now has found a little bit of a niche here.
I do. And, I do too. But let me tell you something. No. If you want to talk about walking into the darkest trap that you've ever walked into, this is it. Florida's about to walk into a trap game that they don't even know or know how to prepare for. I've got Florida State by two scores.
I'm sorry, but my hands are coming together. I'm going with the Jaws of Florida and the Gators. And I'm going to tell you, the trap that is set here is at the Jaws of the Gators. So you go Florida State.
Florida State even won a second game yet?
I don't know. I'm taking Florida. Oklahoma against LSU. And guess what? This is where I switch. I'm taking Oklahoma. Go Sooners. Boomer Sooners. Here we go.
You know what? I'm with you. Let's go.
Okay. Oregon at Washington. I'm going Oregon. Texas at Texas A&M. Hang on, everybody. This could be a shootout. My heart tells me Texas. Texas A&M is smarting. There's nothing that they would like better than to just trip the Longhorns. And it's at Texas A&M. They want to trip the Longhorns up. Problem is, if Quinn Ewers is not doing well, they could throw Arch Manning in there, okay, which is looking a lot more like this could happen, especially with the performances as of late. So I am
6-5. It's
I know it. I'm telling you, Florida overcomes Florida State, and they win that game. But
14.5 is the spread. Oh my God, this is a bitter.
Maybe you take the points, but Florida wins that game.
I don't know, man.
I'm more interested.
Not much different. They're really not. Look at the statistics. They're really not that much different.
Napier's going to get it done, man.
I'm just saying.
And there's no better place to do it. He wants to make sure.
And this is what I'm saying, though, because Napier has a bad, bad, bad reputation of walking into places unprepared. And that is the one game.
No way. His job's on the line, man. His job is on the line.
We'll see how real he'll take it. I don't know if he'll take it as seriously as it needs to be taken.
Listen, his job is on the line.
He got his win last week. He dropped the number 5 team. I'm just saying. The top 10. Were they in the top 5?
Who was it?
Ole Miss.
Oh, no. Ole Miss was there. Either way.
So you've dropped a top 10 team.
That dropped Georgia. Yeah. Understand
that dropped
something.
Georgia. So this is what I'm saying. Has the fire deceased off of Billy Napier's ass a little bit?
No.
In order to cool him off?
No.
To possibly set him up for a trap game in Florida State? You lose that game, you're gone. Listen, you're done.
Yeah. No. I say Billy Napier rises to the occasion. He has that team ready. They go on in there. They clamp down. And guess what? The Gators are eating chicken.
Seminole fans, you hear this, right? You need to get with your coaches and get with your team. we got a ball game this week.
Nope, you're right here to Seminole. Somebody's going to lose an egg or an arm for playing with a Gator, and that's what's going to happen. Back to Texas and Texas A&M. Texas A&M is in the making right now of we didn't like what happened last week. We got out-hustled physically, mentally, every which way.
I'm going to say it now. A&M is going to upset Texas.
I think it's possible.
The only reason why I'm stating this, okay, and this is strictly the only reason, Texas A&M is more battle-tested than Texas is.
Oh, God, they played everybody.
Exactly. That's the only reason why.
Yeah.
Because anything that Texas A&M has faced, they're going to see the exact same thing next week.
Yeah,
it's nothing different than what they've already been having to face.
They have had a brutal schedule. There's no question. They have had a brutal schedule.
And to do it with the way that they have.
I'll take A&M. I like Texas A&M. Kansas State against Iowa State. I like Iowa State. UNLV against Nevada. UNLV. Virginia Tech against Virginia.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I got the Hokies.
I like the Hokies, man. I think the Hokies upset Virginia, and that's all there is to it, and I think that they do it. James Madison is at Marshall, folks.
I tell you what. I like James Madison, but I got Marshall.
I've taken Marshall. Yep, I'm with you. BYU at Houston. We are going with BYU. Air Force at San Diego State University.
We got San Diego State.
Oh, yeah. Air Force has been a powerhouse in the past. This year, something happened. Somebody took their golf clubs away or whatever happened. I don't know.
Possibly turn the AC off in the unit.
We're not sure. But I like San Diego State University. University of New Mexico versus Hawaii. It's at Hawaii. Hawaii is
not very good.
They're not like the old Hawaii. This is a toss-up. I'm going with New Mexico. Yeah, University. University of New Mexico. So, and again, our rankings as of right now, I think we're going to see some shakeup, folks. I think we're going to see some shakeup. If Texas drops to number 3, boy, does that open the door. Penn State wins their game. Then you have Big Ten. And then Notre Dame and Independent. And behind that, and how far would they drop? Well, if Texas loses this game, you have to look.
Texas will drop to 20.
No, they won't drop to 20.
They will drop to probably 12. No, because let me explain something here. A lot of these teams are cross-playing.
Yeah,
you understand? The most that would happen here, so.
Texas is out of the top 10.
Oregon, Ohio State, Penn State, and Notre Dame, out of those teams right there, would not be affected, okay? They would drop, even if they lose, no less than 13th.
If Penn State wins big this week, right now it is a if or with Texas and Penn State. Yes, they're both 10-1, so it's an if or. If Penn State wins by 20 and Texas only wins by 3, there's going to be questions. So we'll have to see. But Notre Dame has legit chance too. You know, I mean, look at all these teams at the top. One team is undefeated. The next 5 have only one loss.
To the guy above them.
One loss. So, and that's exactly true. I mean, except for Notre Dame. They lost to NIU.
Yeah.
But if you look at it, I mean, it's really a toss-up here. Your next ones in line, of course, are Georgia and Tennessee. And then you've got SMU, who's 10-1, and they have to lock down the ACC. And then you got Indiana, who is 10-1, and you got Mountain West Boise State, who is 10-1. Those, if they win their games, they're going to be at-large teams, except for SMU. They will be now, a number 4 team.
Let me state this, too. If Boise goes into the Mountain West versus UNLV and loses that game, UNLV gets the bye, even at rank 22.
Yeah, that's scary. I don't know how they would. We're going to have to see.
That's literally how that would work. And then if Boise were to drop out of the top 12, they're out. It's that simple. They've made it very simple. And what you get is you get your 4 Power Fives, right? Mm-hmm. SEC, Big 12, Mountain West, and the Big 10. Those are your 4 conference champions. All right. The following order then would be fill-in positions. Who sits where in rankings from each conference?
Well, look at this. Like Memphis is getting 13.5 against Tulane.
So I want you to go back. Go back real quick, and I'll show you something.
Hang on. I got to go back to the rankings.
Yes. And then if you go on ESPN.com and go into the rankings, there's a reason why they've done this, and it makes it a lot simpler for people to understand here. If you go into the rankings and you look at conference here, the conferences are now listed under the rankings of where they're playing at.
Yep.
So when you see all of these SEC schools, all of those teams are not getting in. You're going to have your top rated one. So if Texas ends up winning the conference championship, they're in. Now, who's falling next in line? Georgia. Georgia would be the first SEC team in and then you'll have
then you'll have an at-large.
Yes.
And then you would go against Tennessee.
The second position of the at-large. So you would be against, I think theirs is the theirs is the ACC, if I remember, or the SEC. One of the two. It's either the ACC or the SEC. They play a third or a fifth ranked position.
But you would either go against SMU or you would go against Boise.
Right now, you have three, possibly four teams in for the SEC and Big Ten, and then the other four teams slotted after that, maybe, or three teams. I think it's three teams.
So you have Ohio State, okay? You have Oregon.
Yeah, I think they're in no matter what happens.
If Ohio State beats Oregon, Ohio State gets the bye.
Right.
Okay.
They're number
one. Oregon would drop in rankings and would actually end up behind Indiana and Penn State.
No.
Now, the only difference is because they haven't played either. No. Actually, they'd be in front of Indiana. So they would be behind Penn State strictly. And the only reason that is because they never played a head-to-head and only falls under ranking control.
No.
It doesn't matter what you think. This is already stated how they're doing this.
I'm just telling you what's going to happen. Oregon is going to fall no more.
They'll be second place.
They're going to end up in falling.
In second place. And that ties with Penn State. Because they don't play Penn State this year.
Yeah,
there Ohio is no head State to head between those
head-to-head.
Two.
That's
exactly.
Right.
So Ohio State would get the first in with the bye with a face-off loss during regular season to Oregon. Oregon then would be sitting in second place with Penn State. Who would get the ahead? Oregon would. Why? Because Oregon has a loss at the championship game, which means Penn State would be the first team out for the big.
That's why I said, but if they lose, let's say Ohio State and Oregon plays, and if Ohio State beats them, from 5 to 10 will be where Oregon will be, from 5 to 10, because the first four are the champions. We already know the first four are the champions.
Yes. Now let's go in. Let's fill in with the SEC now, because this is how this is going to play out. Let's say Texas does go on and they end up playing Georgia and they end up winning. Okay. Texas now goes on. Where does Georgia fall? Georgia will fall behind Tennessee and behind Alabama.
Yes, they would.
Tennessee would be the second team in. All right, so then you would have Texas and Tennessee. Now, let's go on to the ACC here. Let's say Miami plays SMU. SMU wins that game. Miami drops. SMU would be your first team in for the ACC. Now, who's in second place? Clemson.
Yeah.
If Clemson beats South Carolina, they will bump up in the rankings by 2 points. That would put them in the secondary position behind SMU. Now, this is where it gets fun, because we have the Mountain West. Now, if Boise goes along and wins their game, Boise is in. Then you come into the filler spots. Okay, well, who's not in a conference that's higher up in the rankings? Notre Dame. Notre Dame would get in. You have two spots left. Who falls in? Who's in the highest of the rankings here?
Notre Dame, that's how that works out. Notre Dame will get in as an at-large because they're not in a conference.
But they're not going to get a bye. And that is what the difference is. They're not going to get a bye. They're getting the number five position.
Join a conference.
That was built for Notre Dame.
And this is where I say, and I've said this before, you know.
Because number five
needs to find a home.
No, listen to me here. Number five in the CFP rankings, if you go and look, they play the Mountain West Conference champion. That is who they play. Their first game that they'll end up playing, though, will be the highest rated secondary position of the third seeded conference team.
The best thing,
which very well could be Clemson, it very well could be Georgia, it very well could be UNLV, or it very well could be Penn State.
But here's the problem. Notre Dame needs to find a home.
Absolutely.
Okay, SMU was smart. And SMU
is very smart.
Yeah, because they told everyone, we're not going to take any revenue for 7 years or anything like that. We're fine. We'll pay to get in. So what they did was they were smart, and right now they're leading the whole thing, okay, as far as that goes in the ACC. Notre Dame, you need to find a home. Your greediness is clouding your judgment here. You need to find a home, whether it's with the ACC or it's with the Big Ten, you need to find a home.
Yes.
There's
After
no
this
doubt
year,
about
that. They will not look at you the same way.
They won't. You need to find a home because you only have two independents left. That's it.
That's it.
So,
and the thing about it is this is where it gets fun, because now you're telling everybody that the Mountain West is now a top tier conference. What does that do for teams and recruiting? It changes the entire scale. So if Notre Dame, being an independent now, ends up falling behind Mountain West teams on top of the ACC, on top of the SEC, and on top of the Big Ten, you may never see the CFP again.
Well, you might not. And I'm going to tell you, the other thing you better do is you better pay Marcus Freeman.
Yes.
Because in 2 years' time, He has turned you around better than what Chip Kelly did. You know what I'm saying? Or Brian Kelly. Better than what Brian Kelly did. So I'm going to tell you that if he jumps ship to go to the NFL, who are you going to get to fill that void? So you need to do two things. Find yourself a home and make sure you pay your coach.
Yep.
And that would be my advice to you. And the cabinets are full right now. You're in the best spot in the world and lucky right now, but that luck will run out. But anyway, folks, listen, we're about 5 minutes over, and we are going to get out of here. You heard our picks. If we eat crow, we eat crow. It's not the first time we've done it. So we're going to go from there, and we made our picks. Let the weekend begin to roll. Anyway, take care. Thanks for joining us, Kalen and Michael, on College Football's Top 25 Plus 5, The Offside Show. We will see you next week. And boy, are we going to be excited, because, ooh, we got a lot to talk about. And it's going to start. Everything is going to, here's where it all comes.
Yep, it's all going to unfold.
It's all going to unfold here. Take care, folks. Thank you for joining us.